Darren, as usual, really, we've got to start with injuries, haven't we? How's Cozzy after that scan?
Oh, he's definitely out. Probably 4 weeks, I reckon he'll be out for. He's obviously torn his hamstring, so disappointing. The boys had a really frustrating season up to now. It's a big season for him. We expected him to be, you know, playing 40, 50 games for us and our only really recognised left back. But obviously someone else will have to fill in at left back for him. But no, disappointing for the lad, really. It's a frustrating season up to now.
Is it a case of Smith possibly out there again then? Because he's done quite well in that position, hasn't he, this season?
Yeah, I've got Smith that can play there. And I'd have to find a right back. I've got Joe Newell can obviously play there against Fleetwood, so he could fill in there. Possibly go with Ollie Luto, who's a young boy. So I have got other options.
With all of that in mind, is it doubly important to get Bostwick back? Because, of course, he can play right back. Started the season there, didn't he?
Yes, and started the season well. And, of course, he can play there. That's another option I've got. He's fit. He's had a 4 weeks training. And he's looked good. He's looked good.
On the bench then for this weekend, would you say? Or is he ready to come straight back in?
Well, the fact he's had the 4 weeks training helps him. Obviously, he's not played for a long time. But he's in my thoughts. He's definitely going to be in 18. Whether he's playing or not, we'll wait and see.
Just to have him back will be a boost, though, because he's very versatile. He can obviously play centre-back, he can play right-back, centre-midfield if you need him there.
Yeah, no, his flexibility really helps us. And even during the course of a game, he can change positions, which is important. If he was on the bench, he could come on in one of the three positions you've mentioned. So to have him back, and he's one of the more experienced ones, and he's got a presence about him, Boz. He's a pretty good talker as well, so I think he's a key one to have back.
Is Taylor okay? I heard he was going for another scan this week on that troublesome knee. Is that flared up again?
Yes, we've had the injection. It's settled it right down, so he should be okay.
Is that one that, again, you're going to have to just manage and keep an eye on just to make sure he heals up?
Pure and simple that, Nick. He's you know, got inflammation after the game on Saturday with it, Sunday morning. So we felt we've just got to inject another part of the knee. The scan showed up, it's a little bit inflamed, as I've mentioned, and the injection should do its job and settle him down.
In the long run, is that one that could need surgery at some point, do you think, or is it nowhere near that serious?
No, we'll know next week. We'll know once he gets over, you know, the injection and whether he can come through it. That's one of the reasons we've had it. This next 7 days will be important in the sense of if it was to flare up again, then I think we've got no option but to look at maybe having a small operation on it.
And that would obviously be terrible luck, but that's a worst-case scenario. You're hopeful that that won't be the case?
We're hopeful in the sense that we hope the injection works, and you can only be, you know, have your fingers crossed for these things. He's an important player of the team. But I think you could clearly see against Fleetwood, he wasn't 100%. And when he is, he's a very good player for us. And even when he's not, he's still a good, important player with his energy. But I think it's a lot to ask for a player to play, 70, 75% all the time. But if the injection works, he'll be a lot sharper than he was last week.
Mendes, was there a slight setback with that thigh this week?
We felt there was, and he just pulled out of Friday's session right at the end last week. I was thinking about putting him on the bench for the Fleetwood game, and he just felt it. But since we've had the scan and he's clear, he's been out training today, so it's not as bad as we felt. Hopefully we can get him. We've got West Ham in a game next week. We can get more than one or two players involved in that, and Mendes being one of them.
Erhan continues to get minutes under the belt, which obviously will be pleasing. I think, is he still a couple of weeks away from a first team appearance, maybe?
Possibly. I have to look at what balance I can get on my bench for Saturday. Might be a bit too early for him. Again, of course, you're looking at him now getting 90 minutes against West Ham. Once he's got 90 minutes, that's three games he's been involved in. Because really, we've had to strip him right down and actually treat it as a pre-season for him. So he's had 45, 60, 90. After that, you'd think he's definitely going to be ready for Crawley.